"Maybe," I added, "it's no more approachable than an electric eel or an electric ray."
"Right," the commander replied. "And if it has their power to electrocute, it surely is the most dreadful animal ever conceived by our Creator. That is why I will keep my guard, sir."
The whole crew stayed on their feet all night long. No one even thought of sleeping. Unable to compete with the monster's speed, the Abraham Lincoln slowed down and stayed at half steam. For its part, the narwhal mimicked the frigate, simply rode with the waves, and seemed determined not to forsake the field of battle. However, near midnight it disappeared, or, to use a more appropriate expression, it went out like a huge glowworm. Had it fled from us? We were duty-bound to fear so rather than hope so, but at 12:53 in the morning a deafening hiss became audible, resembling the sound made by a waterspout expelled with tremendous intensity.